On Monday, April 3rd, 2023, students at Elizabethtown College were asked to create audio diaries documenting 1 hour of the day each with very little direction. These are their stories. Part 1, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And that's how my morning started at E-Town.
Around 8 o'clock, members of the dining service team at the Elizabethtown College in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, start work on getting lunch ready for the average 600 students that come in to eat the lunch meal.
Okay, gonna need burgers, steak, chicken, some hot dogs, vegetables, and then marinara and cheese sauce need to go into the steamer. Start day, and then, all right.
The grill is a key component of the marketplace and requires a good amount of attention to start the day to prepare for lunch.
Cheese marinara in the steamer. Just gotta get the burgers, chickens, dogs, and steak done. And then from there, I don't know, whatever else needs done.
While cheese and marinara steam in the steamer and the chicken is in the oven, a grill worker is able to start making steak and burgers while continuing the setup by using the time wisely before the grill opens at 10:30 for lunch service.
Meats are done. Cheese marinara is done. Gonna probably cut some onions because that needs to be done for tomorrow and today. Maybe if there's time, run the deli slicer. Probably not though.
As 10:30 draws closer, the grill is now set up and ready to serve students at the Elizabethtown College for lunch service and their needs throughout the day.
Heading to classes early in the morning is one of the toughest challenges for a college student. The scary sound of an alarm clock to start off the day can launch anyone right out of bed. After hitting snooze a few times on the alarm clock, panic sets in. The feeling of being late to class overwhelms you. Adrenaline fills your body as you have to get ready as fast as possible to make it on time. After getting some Starbucks, you start to feel a lot more relaxed and have some time to walk to class at a normal pace. It is a nice sunny day outside, and you take a different way to class you wouldn't normally take to admire the beauty of campus. You arrive to class, but something just doesn't feel right. No one else is in their seats ready for class with only a few minutes to spare. You double check your watch to make sure the time is correct, which it was. You pull out your phone and realize that an hour beforehand, class was canceled for the day and you had the morning off. You break out into joy, jumping and dancing. You have never been happier before. You are so happy to be an E-Town student and proudly walk back to your dorm with your head held high with Blue Jay pride.
Just another Monday, I suppose. I start my day off just how I always do. Shower, brush my teeth, and getting dressed. But today isn't just a Monday. It's a special Monday. I have off from class today. With the weather just right, I decide to treat myself. But wait, how will I treat myself, you ask? With God's gift to Earth, coffee. I drive and I drive until I find a place. And suddenly, there it is. Good day coffee. I pull up to the drive-thru and begin to talk before I realize I have no idea what to order. It was at this moment that I decided I had to ask for a recommendation. So, I did. And it was immaculate. It was at this moment I realized that while coffee can be simple, it can also be unique. A form of art, if you will. This sudden realization made me think that if coffee, which is a crucial part of my life, can be art in its own unique way, then how do other people feel about it? Well, I talked to many people about their love of coffee and their coffee orders and everything in between. There was one conversation that really stood out to me, one that really summed everything up, and that was my friend Jesse.
Do you have any sentimental memories attached to coffee at all?
I do. So when I was younger, I would wait for my mom or my dad to finish drinking their coffee in the morning just so I could fill it back up for them, just because I enjoyed, you know, pouring the coffee in the cup, putting the creamer in, making it just right, and bringing it to them. I don't know why I didn't drink it. I just liked making it for them. It was probably like my favorite thing to do in the morning.
Treating myself to a cup of coffee was a wonderful decision that not only made me feel good, but also made me curious to see how others felt. Making the decision to step outside of the box was something that was not only different, but good for me. So if you take away anything from this, make sure that you treat yourself to a cup of coffee. Sounds right.
On this day, the campus's theater was showing Rhinoceros by Eugene Ionesco, but what you may not normally hear during a trip to the theater is the calls made by the stage manager, whose entire job is to watch the show from above and make sure everything runs smoothly. There are many things that people don't see when they go to the theater. That's the magic behind it. A dead cat tail, well, that you can't see. As the show continues, the number of calls made by the stage manager only grows. For those that have seen this play, they can understand just how intense it can get towards the end. But while the audience hears a startling finish, all those that are in the booth can hear is... Usually, after our math class together, I get lunch with Connor, my roommate's boyfriend.
The garlic nuts are mid. They're not like hard, but not as good as last time.
Not enough garlic.
Not enough everything. Just not enough.
Both Connor and I are not the most outgoing people in the world, and though we've known each other for over a year now, we don't talk one-on-one very often. Since we have the same math class this semester, we started getting lunch together afterwards, which has made us closer. We talk about our previous weeks and the days coming up.
I don't even know what I have to do today. I feel like I have a lot to do, but I don't think I have anything to do. I have to write like a 12-page paper in the next 24 days.
Half a page a day.
Yeah, it's probably going to be more like 10 pages. Or like 5 pages on the last 3 days.
I don't have anything else to do today. It's my 3:30 class. Although now I have to run out and grab Ashley's cookies.
You asked me if I have one, I said I have no idea. I had them at a time, but I don't think that time has come and gone. I have a discussion post due tomorrow at 3:30. I never post a discussion question. I think that's all. I did that. Voted. Come back hot and heavy with 2 discussion boards and an article about it. Like we should outlaw discussion boards.
We crack jokes throughout the meal.
That's literally what the event is called. I'm just reading the event list.
Connor is an RA, and that's usually what he talks about. He's very passionate about his position and always has something to say about his next bulletin board or the event he needs to plan.
I still need to plan one more event, though. I have no idea when I'm going to do that, because I have, like, no more time to plan events. I don't know. I guess I will be putting a study event together because
yeah.
I don't want to do any of that stuff, and that's the easiest because I could just sit in the lobby and I could buy
people ask you math questions.
I could, yeah, instead of, I'm just going to say everybody save their math homework for this night, and I'm just going to max my budget out and then do math homework.
After lunch, we usually go our separate ways, but I've enjoyed getting these meals with him throughout the semester.
Check, check. This has been One Day at E-Town, part 1 of 2. Segments were produced by Logan Zimmerman, Brandon Einsman, Richard Gutkunst, Jake Moser, Madison Rocky Stewart, and Aaron Erb. For the Communications Program at Elizabethtown College, I'm Colin Hill.